Supreme Court appears poised to back Trump in ballot challenge case. The Supreme Court held the highly anticipated hearing of former President Donald Trump's appeal to remain on the Colorado primary ballot, expressing repeated skepticism that a ruling to remove him would not result in swift and widespread election chaos. Jason Clifford Murray argued for the six Colorado voters who petitioned to remove President Trump from the ballot and several times frustrated judges by sidestepping questions about the consequences of a ruling in his favor. Article 2 gives states broad power to run elections, Mr. Murray argued, and that involved removing ineligible candidates from the ballot, even in a national election, through the process of their choosing. The justices expressed skepticism that a ruling affirming the Colorado decision would settle the matter. Why should a single state get to decide who gets to be the president of the United States, asked Justice Elena Kagan. That means is quite extraordinary. Mr. Murray said that was not the case because the Supreme Court would ultimately make a decision that could inform all other states to take Colorado's record of fact, largely based on the January 6 Select Committee report, as settled. This answer drew several more hypothetical situations of chaos from the justices, who pointed out that states have different processes for adjudicating ballot issues, meaning several different records of fact and decisions could come before the Supreme Court. In that case, why should they accept one over another? Would we have to determine appropriate rule of evidence, standard of proof? Justice Samuel Alito asked. Would we give any deference to these state court judges, some of whom are elected? Would we have to have our own trial? Mr. Murray answered no, but that the court could do an independent review of Colorado's record. Justice Alito asked what would happen if two sets of decisions and records were presented before the court, and Mr. Murray could not answer. Justice Alito said he was trying to invite Mr. Murray to grapple with the consequences of the argument you're advancing and the potential unmanageable situation that would arise, and Mr. Murray again asked the court to write an opinion affirming the Colorado court's finding that President Trump engaged in insurrection. What about democracy, the right of people to elect the candidate of their choice? Justice Brett Kavanaugh asked, telling Mr. Murray his position could disenfranchise a great number of voters. Mr. Murray said that Section 3 was intended to protect democracy, such as through preventing President Trump, who he alleged disenfranchised 80 million Americans who voted against him, from taking office again. Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson asked Mr. Murray about the lack of uniformity this decision could create, and Mr. Murray again answered that the Supreme Court could write an opinion that could create uniformity. I understand that we could resolve it for uniformity, she responded, asking why he thought the framers would design a situation that would create an interim of great difference in the meantime. Mr. Murray said their primary concern was that insurrectionists would not hold office, and it was weird to say states can't enforce Section 3 to that effect. Colorado Solicitor General Shannon Stevenson argued for the Colorado Secretary of State and largely deferred to Mr. Murray's arguments regarding the legality of Colorado's actions.